We've been working on this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
This book hasn't been written. We're on about chapter one or two, and we'll see where it goes in the coming years.
UK agricultural economist Will Snell, among those gathered in Lexington for a recent update on the pros and cons of cultivating and processing hemp. They included UK Extension specialist Bob Pierce, offering advice to those thinking about getting into the business to first do their homework.
Find a processor that you're going to work with. I would not start into this crop without having some kind of agreement with a processor to know what I'm growing, where I'm going to sell it, and what kind of return I can expect to get for it.
The industry, in the meantime, is working to raise the bar on hemp products that go to market.
We're really trying to hold ourselves to high safety and high quality standards.
U.S. Hemp Roundtable General Counsel Jonathan Miller on the hemp industry's efforts of self-regulation.
It's about the good guys in the industry weeding out the bad guys and trying to ensure that it holds itself to the highest standards.
What about hemp's botanical cousin, marijuana?
We think there's an enormous amount of misinformation.
Ben Chandler of the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky getting ready to host a day-long forum on medical marijuana as a bill proposing its legalization is prepared for reintroduction in the next session of the Kentucky General Assembly.
Based on the amount of support that there is amongst the general public, both in Kentucky and nationally, for the legalization of medical marijuana, I would be very surprised if they did not bring it up and allow a vote on the floor. I think the chances are very good for it in the next session.
We'll turn to a very difficult and delicate subject.
Suicide is primarily a rural problem, not an urban problem.
EKU psychologist Melinda Moore.
Urban communities, you have people that are living more closely, perhaps providing more support. They also have more resources. But people in rural communities tend to have to drive really far distances in order to get access to good mental health care. There also may be some prevailing stigma that may contribute.
September is World Suicide Prevention Month. Dr. Moore and her colleagues hope to educate us about how to be more aware and vigilant.
People in the general public need to be able to ask the right questions just so that we can really find out if people are thinking about suicide.
Dr. Moore has details about important learning opportunities taking place next month on campus here at EKU. And we have word of two more events coming soon. The Origins Jazz Series, Richard Young, here with what you need to know to take in some very serious jazz coming to the Bluegrass from New York City.
Think kind of like 2019 version of the Bill Evans Trio.
And that's happening at Lexington's Downtown Arts Center.
On September 6th at 7:30 p.m.
And coming up in October, pay your respects to that favorite bark-covered friend in your life. It's year two of Tree Week in Lexington.
We have about 40 events registered this year so far for Tree Week. Last year, we had about 60 events throughout the city. And this year, we expect to have about the same amount by the time that October rolls around.
Bridget Abernathy with the State Division of Forestry, here with Lexington Municipal Arborist Heather Wilson, who's been doing a whole lot of digging.
We have planted over probably 1,000 trees in the past 3 years, and that doesn't include the trees that we've planted with reforested bluegrass events.
Heather and Bridget will have all the dates and details for you on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.